Growing Pains by Steve Whetton, starring Ray Brooks and Sharon Deuce as Tom and Pat Hollingsworth. Episode 2, Getting It Together.
Is everything all right, Mum?
Oh, it's you, is it?
Took you a long time to answer the door.
Sorry, I didn't know you were timing it.
Your bedroom curtains are closed.
Oh, dear, I knew we wouldn't get away with it for long. Warren, you might as well come down. She's on to us.
Warren? Who's Warren?
Warren Beatty, of course. Life's just not been the same since our old milkman retired and he took over.
Don't try to fob me off. Something's wrong, isn't it? Are you poorly or what?
Oh, stop mithering, will you?
You've never really taken proper care of yourself ever since...
Well, go on then. Say it.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have brought that up again.
No, it's not a very good example, is it? Since your father's gone and I'm still here.
Yes, and we want to keep you here a lot longer.
Can't think why, if I'm such a nuisance to everybody.
Oh, Mum, Dad was just unlucky. He didn't make himself ill.
Is that what you think I'm doing?
Well, you could stop smoking, for one thing.
That shows how much you know. Here, tell me what you think of this.
Oh, what is it?
Homemade wine. 1987 vintage. Wasn't a brilliant year for beetroot.
And that's another thing.
You want me to join Alcoholics Anonymous?
No need to be sarcastic.
I have one glass a day. It keeps my insides going.
Yes, but what about the rest of you?
What are you talking about?
Well, you don't get a lot of exercise, do you?
Rubbish. Who do you think keeps this place clean? And there's my knitting, don't forget.
You're hiding something, I can tell.
Can't I close my bedroom curtains without causing a panic?
Talking of panic, I can smell something burning, can you?
Oh, no, not my cheese and potato scones. Now look what you've been and gone and made me do.
Go on, hit it.
God damn and blast.
Bad luck, Peddle. That was a great shot, that was.
What? I missed the ball completely.
Yes, but that's not important at this stage.
You're joking.
No, I'm not. Your swing was perfect.
I hit the ruddy wall.
Yes, and you still managed to follow through. That's not easy, I can tell you.
Tom.
Don't tell me you're going to say shut up.
Close. Something like that.
You're not sorry you came, are you?
No, not exactly. But this part is a bit boring. Now, can't we have a go now at the proper game?
What proper game?
Squash, isn't it?
What do you think we've been playing for the past 30 minutes? Snakes and ladders?
You mean you hit the ball against the wall, then I hit the ball against the wall, and that's it?
Well, yes, basically. What do you expect?
Well, I'm not sure, but something a bit more complex, like conkers or arm wrestling.
You're not giving it a fair trial.
I'm sorry. I really am sorry. I can't seem to concentrate.
Why? What's wrong? I thought there was something bothering you.
Well, it's my mum. I think she's ill, but she won't talk about it.
I haven't noticed anything.
Oh, I don't know. She's been irritable lately. Seems she's... I don't know, she's taking a nap in the afternoon or something. Then the other day, Simon saw a man coming out of her house with some kind of suitcase.
Well, what'd you make of that?
I don't know, it could have been a doctor who'd been given a treatment.
Yes, it could have been a ventriloquist giving her some tuition.
Oh, don't, I'm not an idiot, Tom, I know what I'm talking about.
Well, then why not do the sensible thing? Stop worrying about it and have it out with her, all right?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, you're right, that's what I'll do. If I can still walk after this. I'll try tomorrow.
Now that's settled. Right, hit this.
Right.
I know you did. What did I tell you? You don't know what you can do until you try.
You're right. Can we try and go home now, please?
All right, there is something going on.
I knew it.
But whatever you think it is, it isn't. It's something else.
Oh, brilliant. That's really put my mind at rest, that has.
Well, I'm sorry, I just can't talk about it. I promise you I'm in no danger and I will tell you everything.
When?
When it's all over and done with.
I want to help.
You can't. This is something I've got to do for myself. Now, that's enough about me. Hey, tell me how your plans are going.
What plans?
You know, Tom and his, what they call it, Peter Pan complex. Has he seen the light yet?
Not exactly.
Well, have you changed your mind?
Oh, no, I'd still like to foster. But I don't want to trick Tom into it. It's got to be his own decision.
Or at least it's got to seem like it. Isn't that what you mean?
No, Mum. I'm being genuine. The way I see it is this. If we do more things together like Tom wants and we enjoy it, then that's fine. We'll both be happy. And if it doesn't work out, then...
Yeah, it'll prove you're still normal.
No, I mean, that'll be the time to bring up what I want, OK? Now, be fair. Fostering's a big decision. Tom's entitled to his opinion.
Fair enough. You're quite right.
Oh, am I?
Of course you are. You're not going to enjoy the things Tom likes, are you?
Well, I quite like watching old films. But I'm not so keen on five-a-side football, I must admit.
Yeah, sport and old musical films. Put those together and what you get?
I don't know. What do you get?
Synchronised swimming.
Oh, my God, I hope not.
And yes, more drama in this thrilling cup final. It's a penalty, no doubt about it.
Rubbish, I never touched him, he dived.
Come on, Daddy can't do anything on his own. He's only a little plastic figure.
That's what they said about Ray Wilkins and he captained the England team. He dived, that was never a penalty.
The refs pointed to spot. And yes, it's boy wonder Simon Hollingsworth moving up to take
it. Hang on, I'm not ready.
Dad?
What?
Goal, he's done it again and just listen to the capacity crowd. Hooray!
Shut up, that doesn't count. I haven't got my goalie lined up.
6-0, 6-0.
I said shut up, Simon.
Dad.
What is it, Lisa? What do you want?
Mum says she's ready when you are.
Simon! That's the trouble, Lisa. I wasn't ready. Do you see it?
It's only a silly game.
That's not the point. I was just getting on top.
Oh, you lost 6-0.
Yes, and you distracted me 6 times.
It was your idea to have 2 oranges at half time.
Yes, but not to let the cat in. My centre-forward was not half as effective without his left arm. I'm beginning to think you did it on purpose.
Oh, don't be silly, Dad. I mean, why would I do that?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, she could still be sulking, Dad.
Sulking? Why?
Because me and Mark got something and she didn't.
Oh, listen once and for all, will you? Nobody got a bribe, all right? I let Mark change the garage because it seemed like a good idea. I bought Simon this game because it was a bargain. And I didn't get you anything because... you know,
because I was willing to foster anyway, without being bribed.
It wasn't really like that.
It doesn't matter, Dad. I'm glad you didn't get me anything.
So why are you sulking?
I'm not. I'd have felt guilty, that's all, because I don't want us to foster.
Just like a woman, eh, Dad? She soon changed her mind.
So? Dad's not a woman and he changed his mind, didn't he?
Hold on there. I never actually changed my mind.
No, he just got cold feet, didn't you, Dad?
No, boy wonder. I did not get cold feet.
Well, what did you do?
I simply weighed up all the facts.
What facts?
Well, look, do you want me to answer it or not?
Well, yes, if you can.
Good. I didn't change my mind because I never made up my mind in the first place.
So you might still foster then?
No, because now I have made up my mind. Get it? It's simple, really, isn't it? I just made a reasoned and mature decision.
Shall I put the game away, Dad?
Yes.
6-0.
Simon, I told you.
Okay, Dad. 5-0, 5-0.
Right, that's it. I'm not playing with you anymore.
Oh, Dad.
You had your chance.
Dad makes another one of his famous mature decisions.
That's just what I was thinking.
Just a minute, Lisa. Now, what's it all about? Why have you changed your mind?
Mum's waiting.
Oh, well, I promise to help Mark shift those blocks out of the garage. Tell her I'll be with her in 10 minutes, will you?
All right.
And as for you, Simon, you wait till I get you in that second leg. Then we'll see who's really the boy wonder.
It's the last one.
Thank goodness for that.
I thought you like exercise.
True, but your mother's getting impatient. Gently, Bentley. Right.
I look a bit of a mess here.
We'll have to let the grass grow a bit then. No, don't worry, no, we'll think of something.
Thanks a lot, Dad, I appreciate it.
Well, I hope you can do it. Make a complete car out of a bucket full of rust and a few nuts and bolts.
I won't know till I've tried, will I?
I suppose not.
I'll finish clearing up the garage.
Mark?
What?
Do you know what's wrong with Lisa?
Yeah, of course I do. She's a 14-year-old girl.
No, I mean about that fostering idea we had. Why's she changed her mind?
Why? You're not bothered, are you?
Just curious, that's all.
Well, one of her school friends, apparently. Her parents had this perfect marriage till they started fostering. Now they've split up.
No.
So Lisa says. The mother got obsessed with the kids, the father got obsessed with his secretary.
I suppose it could happen.
So, perhaps you were right to change your mind, Dad, if it causes that kind of trouble.
Don't you start. I didn't change my mind. I just realised we might be rushing into things, that's all. A bit like you in this car building, as a matter of fact.
Except that I intend to go through with it.
Is this some sort of conspiracy or what? Are you all determined to make me feel guilty?
Why should you feel guilty?
Exactly. That's what I keep asking myself.
Anyway, who needs the hassle at your age?
At my... What do you mean, my age? Look at me. I've got the legs and body of a 20-year-old.
A 20-year-old Jack Russell.
Chicken.
Don't injure me, Dad. I've got to clean the garage, remember?
Oh, yes. And that was my workshop you've desecrated. So you better find a new place for my toolkit.
OK, Dad. I'll put the tin opener back in the kitchen and hang your Swiss Army penknife on the nail, all right?
You're asking for a clip round the ear hole, aren't you?
Mind you, Dad. What if everybody said that?
What, about a clip round the ear hole?
No, about fostering. What if everybody said who needs the hassle?
Mark!
Sorry, Dad. I was just thinking. You know.
Yeah, well, try not to. There's a good lad. It causes all sorts of problems when you're not used to it. Believe me.
Tom, where are you?
We're here in the back garden.
Lisa, what does it matter what the neighbours think?
It's embarrassing, and I don't get it. Squash, swimming, tennis, and now this. Indecent exposure.
People used to whistle at my legs. Did you know that?
But what's it all in aid of?
Well, in glossy magazines, they call it togetherness.
Oh, look at this. Don't you look fantastic?
Yeah, and that shade of red would be perfect for the stag I'm building.
They're more a sort of pink, I thought.
Not your shorts, Mum. Lisa's face.
Are you ready?
Dad's going jogging as well. I thought he'd dressed up like that for the Sabutio.
That's enough of that. Now, come on, dear. We look the part anyway, like a couple of real athletes.
Oh, there's just one thing.
What's that?
I've forgotten my asthma spray.
Petal, it's not a marathon. We're only going round the block.
Round the Benjamin.
Shut up, Lisa.
Tom, round this block, you mean?
Where everybody knows you.
Of course, round this block. Where else will we go?
Well, in that case, I'll get my purse as well.
What do you want that for?
J.R. Mewing. We're right out of cat food. We can call in the shops on the way back, can't we?
Call in the shops? Oh, why not change our library books as well while we're at it?
Just a couple of tins to keep him going till I get to the supermarket later.
Let Simon get the cat food. In any case, J.R. shouldn't be that hungry. He ate half my cup squad. Now, come on, before you get cold.
I'll have to tell Simon, and I do need my spray.
You stay here. I'll do it.
It's in the drawer near the bread bin.
Mum, are you sure you know what you're doing?
I think so. Is it going to work out, though? That's the question. Tom, not so fast.
You're doing fine. Now, you see, dear, if you can talk normally, like this, then you're jogging. If you can't talk normally, then you're running. Right?
I think so. And if you can't talk at all, you're dying, right?
I'm proud of you, you know. We must have covered, nearly a mile now.
A mile? Is that all?
Well, maybe a bit more. It's hard to tell, you see, unless you measure it out in the car first.
Shouldn't that have been the first lesson? Measure it out in the... Tom.
What, dear, what?
Oh, can we walk for a bit now?
Why not? Actually, we might go a bit faster walking.
I did warn you.
Yes, but you'll get your second wind soon.
What? Before I get my first? I'm sorry. I'll have to sit down at that bus stop.
Right, all right, yes, but jog to it. Now, come on. Just a bit faster. That's it.
I made it. Hallelujah.
Oh, don't sit down.
What do you mean?
Don't use your spray. Keep jogging.
What?
Don't ask questions. Just do it.
Hello there.
What the hell's going on?
Sorry, Pat. No, we can go back now and sit down.
You should rudderable think so, too. Don't let me die and show you up in front of your friends, whatever you do.
That was an XR3.
I don't care if it was a UFO. It's a bit much.
It was that Mrs. Thornley, the social worker who came to see us about fostering.
Oh, just a minute. I'll be breathing again in a minute.
I just spotted her pulling out of that lane ahead. Well, I thought I recognised the car, that is.
Why? Why bother?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't have time to think, did I? I suppose I thought you deserved better.
Thank you.
That's right.
I'm sorry I snapped at you like that.
Oh, us athletes, the pressure. It gets to us all at times.
Athletes? I'm showing you up, aren't I?
Oh, don't keep putting yourself down. You were just the same at the tennis court.
Do you wonder you could have beaten me with your left hand?
Actually, I was using my left hand.
I meant without using a racket.
Oh. You can't fool me.
What do you mean?
You're only pretending to enjoy this whole palaver, aren't you? This doing things together.
No, why should I do that?
Oh, well, it's obvious.
Is it?
Yes, to spare my feelings.
Oh, I see.
It's not working, is it?
Well, don't you think so?
Well, not at the moment, anyway.
Oh.
What are you thinking?
Oh, it's just that I've tried, Tom. Honestly, I have. I do like the exercise bike.
Yes, which just happens to be the one thing you do on your own. There must be something we can both do that's fulfilling. Don't you think so?
Well, as a matter of fact...
It's not going to be as easy as I thought.
How much longer are you going to be? It's hardly a spectator spot, is it?
Nearly there, Mum.
Peace at last.
Oh, it's not that noisy, is it?
It's irritating and distracting, seeing your legs whizzing round and round and you going nowhere. It's like listening to a speech by David Owen.
I am getting somewhere. I've just done another, nearly 10 miles. And I do feel better for it.
£85 for a glorified egg timer. You must be balmy.
You should get one. Look at these handlebars. They're perfect for winding wool. You could knit and pedal at the same time. You'd be shrinking and your cardigan could be growing.
Yeah, and we're meeting the middle, I know. And don't come any closer, please.
I thought you'd lost your sense of smell.
Well, that should tell you something. You're melting.
Well, I usually rush straight up for a shower, but since you're here and sitting on my towel...
Stay there, I'll throw it to you. And don't strip off in front of the window like that.
Don't panic, nobody can see in. Oh, that reminds me, your curtains are still closed every afternoon.
How do you know?
Simon, I asked him to come home that way from school.
Oh, did you now, and all for nothing?
Is it nothing?
I look all right, don't I?
Oh, yes, I suppose you do.
And I managed to stagger me way here without assistance.
All right, you've made your point, but...
But nothing. Hey, now, tell me the latest about you and Tom. Have you mentioned it yet?
What, fostering?
Yeah.
Well, I've come pretty close, but I don't know. The time never seems right.
He'll get the message sooner or later.
There's another complication
now. What's that?
Lisa, she's changed her mind.
I don't believe it. She was thrilled at the idea.
But she's been talking to a school friend whose parents split up over it.
How does she know that?
A friend told her, I suppose.
I mean, how does she know it's true? They could have used the foster children as an excuse.
According to Lisa, they were the perfect family before that.
Teenagers talk like that. It means nothing.
So apart from that, things are pretty interesting. We're going away for the weekend, just Tom and me.
Me too.
Well, that's just it, he won't tell me. But he's hopeless at keeping a secret usually, so it must be something special.
Sounds like it might be his last attempt at togetherness. Didn't he even give you a clue?
Like what, for instance?
Like, it ends with you both getting the Duke of Edinburgh's award.
No, he won't give anything away, not a thing.
Ah, well, he'll find out soon enough, I suppose. Now, how do you work this thing?
You get on it, and you put your feet on the pedals.
I'll probably get a puncture.
That's one of the beauties of an exercise bike. You don't get punctures.
Who's talking about the bike? It might not have any inner tubes, but I have.
Do you mind? I'm trying to do my books.
You can tell us, Dad.
We won't tell Mum.
Oh, I've got good feelings about this weekend. I can't seem to go wrong. Yesterday, I sold a man a really expensive stair carpet.
Big deal.
It was. You see, he lives in
a lighthouse. We've heard them all, Dad. Come on, tell us where you and Mum are going.
I'm not telling anybody. It's going to be a surprise for your mother.
Free-fall parachuting. That would surprise her.
It's no good trying to trick me. It won't work.
Tell me, Dad. You can whisper.
Get lost.
Oh, it's not fair.
You just have to wait till we get back and show you the photos. Oh, listen, and by the way, be on your best behaviour tomorrow, all right?
Don't worry, Dad. I'll keep them in line, just like Mum does.
Oh, thank you very much. But it won't be necessary. Your Aunt Miriam's coming to stay.
Huh? Great.
Oh, no. She makes you watch video nasties, like Question Time.
It'll do you good. Stop you playing silly games.
Yes, and accepting silly bribes.
Lisa.
Sorry, Dad. It just slipped out.
And you never know. There might be some shops where we're going.
That's a clue.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant clue, that is. There might be some shops there. Could be the planet Mars.
Which planet you say? Mars? Oh, I thought you got it then. I really did.
Scarborough? Why Scarborough?
I don't know. And they say women are romantic.
Is Scarborough romantic?
Well, it always will be for me.
Well, if for you, I've never been there.
Oh, yes, you have. That magnificent bay. Don't you remember that?
Ah, well, now you mention it. No. Are you sure it wasn't somebody else? You know, this could turn out to be very embarrassing.
Think. We were touring.
Touring?
In our very first company vehicle.
What, that van, the A52?
The A35, actually. The A52's a road, but you were close enough. Yes, that's right. I thought you'd remember it.
People kept coming to us with bundles of rags and expecting us to give them a balloon on a stick.
Now you got it. It wasn't a very prestigious firm, I must admit.
We took a tent that let water in.
Yes, one we repossessed the week before.
And it rained all the time.
It poured.
And the van broke down.
On the North Yorkshire Moors.
And we didn't have any money left, not even for the phone.
Even if there had been a phone.
How could I have forgotten all that?
I don't know. How could you?
Must be some sort of gift.
Anyway, looking back, it was all great fun.
And that's why you've arranged this surprise.
Oh, what do you think?
I can honestly say I'm lost for words.
Ah, yeah, well, I thought you might be. Now, just sit back, relax, and enjoy 25 miles of...
No, no!
Oh, yes! Dun da 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 da! Tom Hollingsworth sings Hollywood! Bless your beautiful hide.
Oh, no.
You're just as good as lost. Don't know your name, but you're a hell of a dame.
We've stopped.
That's right, Petal. Here we are.
Oh, Tom, what are you doing? We can't park here.
Why not?
Well, we're right in front of this big hotel.
Oh, yes, so we are.
There's a doorman coming down the steps towards us.
Oh, yes, so there is.
Well, what are you doing?
Waiting for him to park the car. It's all part of his job, I imagine.
Oh, Tom, we can't be staying here. Can we?
Well, I didn't pack the tent, and I don't think you did, so we must be.
Miriam is still there? Yes, yes, it is noisy. Anyway, I still can't believe it. Flowers, champagne, a new outfit. And we're actually watching a play that hasn't got Sooty or any of our own children in it.
Pat! They started going back in.
Right, be with you in a minute, Tom. Miriam, I'm all confused. Oh, look, I'll have to explain later. Is Mum all right? Are you sure everything's all right? Yes, I know you already said she was. I just can't help wondering what's going on.
Pat, are you coming or what?
I've got to go, look. Bye, Miriam. I'll see you tomorrow night. Bye.
Yes, coffee, please.
I feel as if I should help with the washing up.
Wait till you see the bill. We may have to.
That must be the first Sunday lunch I've eaten that I didn't cook since... Do you know, I don't know. It must be years, I expect.
Apart from Mothering Sunday when Mark and Simon did it.
Yes, and Simon said, I thought these pans were supposed to be non-stick.
So why is this one stuck to the cooker? So what's it going to be? A final look at the seagulls or a quick afternoon nap?
Tom, we had breakfast in bed. read the papers in bed, and we only got out of bed an hour ago, and behave yourself.
All right, fair enough. I thought it was worth a go. Oh, and you still haven't tried the jacuzzi. It's been great, isn't it? Being on our own like this for a while.
Yes, it has. I've really enjoyed it.
But?
Well, what?
It sounded like there should have been a but.
No. Well, except...
There you are, you see. I knew it.
No, Tom, I'm not going to spoil it. But how often could we do this?
Well, not very often.
And even if we could afford it, I mean, would we want to, you know, if you see what I mean?
Yes, I think I do. It's fun, but not fulfilling, right?
So, what has it all been about?
Remember the flowers?
Yes.
And the card that went with them?
That did puzzle me a bit, yes.
The bit about apologies, you mean?
Well, I assumed it meant for the jogging and so on. Was there something else?
Yes, quite a bit more.
Are you sure this is a good idea, Tom?
Yes, I am. You see, I've been thinking lately. This doing things together business, well, all the things we've ever done have been things I wanted to do, right?
It wasn't all your fault. I suppose I just went along with it most of the time. And anyway, I was happy as long as you were happy.
Well, I mean, and yeah, that's all right as far as it goes, but it's not enough, is it? And then when the day came that you wanted my help, I panicked.
I wouldn't say that.
Ah, but it's true. Your mother was right. Oh, I mean, I do want us to do more things together, but basically, I suppose I just wanted to be 19 again.
What makes you think my mother said something like that?
Oh, you women, you think you're the only ones with intuition, don't you?
Yes.
Well, you're right. Your mother phoned me one day when you were out shopping.
Oh, I might have known.
It made no difference. Just confirmed what I already knew.
We are talking about fostering, aren't we?
Naturally.
It's a big step.
I know, but it's not the end of the world, is it? It's not even adoption. It's just...
Fostering. It could be short-term at first.
First?
Always, if that's the way it works out.
So, let's give it another try, shall we?
Oh, I do love you sometimes.
Thank you. Wind's a bit cold, isn't it? How about that other idea we spoke about? You know, back at the hotel.
Why not?
Do you mean it?
Of course, I've never had a jacuzzi.
Ah.
And I want to keep up the squash and a bit of jogging.
Jogging? Running on the spot, you mean?
I thought I was getting better.
You are, I'm only joking. I'll be delighted if you keep it up. I really will.
I hate to think that Miriam and people like her might be looking down on me all the time.
Well, if they are, that's their problem, isn't it? Looking after a family is no easy option in my book. Besides...
What?
I was just thinking. Miriam might be finding that out for herself right this minute.
Tom, you didn't say anything to the children, did you? I mean, you didn't tell them to be awkward or anything.
Well, what do you take me for?
I've seen that look on your face before.
Of course I didn't.
Good.
It wasn't necessary. I just told them to act normal. I reckon she'll be on her knees by now. You mark my word.
Mother, over here.
Grief, Lady Chatterley.
Pride and Prejudice, actually. Part of next year's coursework.
I didn't mean the book, I meant you lounging about. Oh. I walked all the way over here to see if you needed any help.
That won't be necessary, thank you. Everything's going like clockwork.
Is it really?
So sit down in the shade, relax, pour yourself a glass of wine.
What is it?
It's a rare vintage called Anything in This Box 179 a Bottle. My wine merchant's got a thing about teachers and nurses. It's not bad, actually. Try it.
Mm. It's so quiet. Where are they?
Well, let's see. Simon's in the kitchen making pizzas for tea. Lisa's mowing the front lawn. Mark's...
Don't tell me. Let me guess. He's in the dining room embroidering some pansies on the tablecloth.
Actually, he's checking the brake fluid in my Skoda. Well, it's worth a try, I suppose.
Yes, if it saves you paying a £30 bill at the garage... I'm glad to see that 26 years away from Yorkshire hasn't totally corrupted your values.
Speaking of Yorkshire, I wonder how Pat's getting on. I hope the whole exercise hasn't been a horrible waste of time.
Why, have you changed your mind again or something? Now that you've seen how easy it all is.
What?
Looking after children. You seem to have done very well here.
You must be joking. I've done all right because I haven't done anything. The kids have done it all.
Have they?
Yes, and who taught them how to do it? It certainly wasn't me, and it's not instinct.
So, you're impressed then, are you?
Come to college sometime. Which classes do you think are getting on quietly?
The ones with good teachers.
Exactly. So good luck to her. I hope she gets what she wants. Cheers.
Good health.
Oh, what's the matter? Mother, are you all right?
Yes.
What is it?
Nothing.
Pat said you'd been poorly.
I'm all right, it just went down the wrong way.
You don't look all right.
Just let me get my breath back, that's all.
Tom, have you looked at this map?
Petal, relax, will you? I know where we live. I don't need the map.
Are you sure?
Positive, so don't look so worried.
I was just thinking of Lisa and that school friend of hers, the one whose parents split up.
Lise will come round, won't she? Just give her time, that's all.
But I wonder if it's true. I wonder if fostering did make them split up. I
can't see it myself.
Well, according to Lisa, he'd been a perfect husband till then.
Yes, a bit too perfect, if you ask me.
What do you mean?
Well, think about it. He loved cooking and housework. He even did the shopping.
Why, Tom, I don't believe you're saying this.
Well, on top of that, he never even looked at another woman.
But I thought you were a man of the 80s.
I am.
I meant 1980s.
All right, but it's a possibility, isn't it? I mean, you've got to admit it.
Tom, apart from anything else, he ran away with his secretary, for heaven's sake.
Ah, but his secretary could have been a man. Times changed, don't they?
Not that much. His secretary was 6 months pregnant.
I see. I'm glad you spotted that. It could prove to be the one tiny flaw in an otherwise perfect theory.
Chauvinist.
Anyway, I'll have a little talk with her.
Don't you think it's a bit late for that?
Not the secretary. Lisa, you twit. You leave it to me, dear. After all, I'm not nearly as daft as I look, you know.
Well, in that case, why didn't you take the left-hand lane back there?
Oh, Pat, really? You're the one with the mat. No wonder you didn't want us to do more things together.
What?
Well, you can't expect me to do everything, you know. And you keep distracting me.
Tom?
What?
You don't mind calling here first, do you?
No, of course not, but I still think you're making a fuss about nothing. You phoned her, didn't you?
Yesterday.
And she said she was all right.
Well, I know, but she is my mother. And look!
What? What's wrong?
There's a man coming out of her house.
He looks respectable enough to me.
He's got a little suitcase.
He's probably just a poor salesman like
me. But why the secrecy? And what exactly is he selling? I mean, it could be something... Well, I don't know. It could be something dangerous.
It could be, but he doesn't look like a Jehovah's Witness to me.
I'm going to sort this out once and for all.
Oh, don't be so hasty.
I say, excuse me!
Oh, all right, but wait for me then.
I don't get it. Gran was doing what in her bedroom?
Being hypnotised, sometimes by a tape recording and sometimes by the man we saw.
So let that be a lesson to you lot. All that trouble just to give up smoking. And it's not been easy for her.
No, that's why she's been so irritable all the time.
Imagine that. Gran's been trying to give up smoking for 65 years.
Oh, that'll do. She thinks the world of you.
I'm only joking, Mum.
But why does she keep it a secret?
She felt embarrassed, I suppose. Anyway, all's well that ends well. And we had a marvellous time in Scarborough.
That's great. Now we won't hear any more about fostering.
Oh, well, it's funny you shouldn't mention that, Lisa.
Oh, no. After what I told you about my best friend's parents.
Actually, your dad had a very clever theory about that. Didn't you, Petal?
Oh, well, I wouldn't say very clever.
Well, tell me about it.
Well, my theory is, if your friend's father had spent more time buying his daughter very expensive sweaters from Scarborough, like some fathers do, well, he wouldn't have had time to... Lisa, get off! Get off me!
Dad, you got me a bribe after all. I knew you would.
Listen, it's not a bribe, it's a present. Is that quite clear? I never want to hear the word bribe in this house again.
Right, Dad. What will you give us if we promise?
Harken in, will you? And Simon, come away from that hold all. There's nothing in it for you, I promise you.
Oh, come on, Dad. Tell him to get lost, Dad. He's had his bribe ages ago.
What did I say
to you? She said it, Dad, not me.
Shut up. We've got something for everybody.
No. Listen, I want to say something very serious.
All right, Dad.
I think I know what it's going to be.
Now, when we talked about fostering the last time, I made a mess of it, and I don't want that to happen again.
So what do you want us to do?
Listen to whatever the fostering people have to say. I mean, really listen. Forget the jokes about bribes and what have you, and then make up your own minds. Will you do that? Mark?
Of course.
Simon?
Seems reasonable to me, Dad.
Just a minute. This isn't fair.
Why not, Lisa?
If I'm the only one against it, you'll blame me.
She has got a point there, Tom. It's a bit heavy for a 14-year-old.
Yes, I agree, but is there any way round it?
Well, I suppose there is, really.
Well, he's only asking us to listen, Mum.
Yeah, and you never know. We might all change our minds.
And whatever happens, there'll be no arguing, no recriminations. All right?
I don't think I'll change my mind.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see, won't we?
And look on the bright side, Lisa. If Dad talks to that Mrs. Fawley again, they might not want us anyway.
Thank you, Simon, very much. It's nice to be back, Petal, isn't it?
Growing Pains was written by Steve Whetton and starred Ray Brooks and Sharon Deuce as Tom and Pat Hollingsworth. Gran was played by Jean Haywood, Miriam by Jacqueline Tong, Mark by Richard Pierce, Lisa by Tika Vicker-Bloss, and Simon by Nicholas Dalve. The producer was Lissa Evans.